This is the Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
Honestly, one of our favourite parts of the week, but that's the only honesty you're going to get through this segment because they are South Australia's other fake news source. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, and honestly, one of my least favourite parts of the week. So, polar opposites.
We extend our heart, and you've crushed it.
It's a great way to start. That's what we do here. That's what we do.
Hey, Dan, with numerous hard borders at the moment, there isn't a lot of interstate visitors to our great state right now. But thinking ahead, this week, Adelaide Mail has released a phrase book to educate the uninitiated about our unique turn of phrase here in SA.
Oh, of course. And, you know, we included all the good ones that are certainly used all the time by many people. Obviously, what's the plan? Bob Moran. Everyone knows what that means. Holy prosciutto. That's some good prosciutto. And, you know, the best part about these was the Facebook comments that came with it. And that's really all we do this for, is just to anger everyone and people who don't know what we're on about.
Molly, there was at least one local who said, I've lived in South Australia my whole life and never heard any of these.
I saw that. I had to comment and say, this is the best. Like, the phrases are great, but that comment, wow,
yeah.
So good.
Perfect. It's Adelaide Mail distilled in one sentence.
So the vaccine rollout, she's been a slow one, and some SA businesses have been pretty quick to offer deals for customers who can come in with proof that they have received two vaccine doses. What is on offer, Dan?
Yeah, that's, look, great news for everyone. And look, it's the shots for shots campaign, really. You can get on down to your local basketball court and you can get a free court hire, so you can have some shots there. But look, at Adelaide Mail, we want to encourage vaccinations as well, obviously, and people to get vaccinated. So for anyone who's fully vaccinated and can provide us proof, we will purposely not send you any Adelaide Mail articles, and that's our reward to you.
I've never heard any more incentive than that. Dan, a storm has brewed this week with returned Australian Olympic athletes coming home to Adelaide who are now forced to quarantine for 28 days, a fortnight in Sydney, a fortnight here. Oof. Is there anything else that you wouldn't want to do a second time here in South Australia?
Not really. I think we do things a bit better here in South Australia. So, you know, your Sydney quarantine might have, all the glitz and glamour of a quarantine, whatever that is. I don't know. You might have a view or something. But here in Adelaide, you're going to get a more unique experience when it comes to quarantine. So, you know, somehow you'll be stuck in a traffic jam on South Road and you can just quarantine there for 14 days. I think it's fine.
That's very good. A week ago, everyone was talking about tubes. This week, it's the inner biscuit. Have we really got nothing better to do?
I think the question is, do we have nothing worse to do? really? Yeah, I guess not. People love this nostalgic stuff. I don't know what it is.
Do you reckon there are any other discontinued items that would spark our locals into a bit of a frenzy if they returned?
Yeah, look, there's some old candy bars that I think could certainly come back. Remember those white musk sticks that were called fads?
Mm.
Yes.
I certainly saw no problem providing them to children or anything like that. I used to have a pack a day, and I've continued that habit into my adulthood, obviously, and now I have some severe smoking problems.
Damn. Mate, last week you guys were spruiking the three-quarter membership for the Crows. It turns out, prophetically, that would have been a perfect membership for the Crows last week of the showdown.
Absolutely, and it was. And look, being true Crows fans, we are three-quarter members here at the Adelaide Oval, so it was great to see the Adelaide Crows win that showdown. I assume, I didn't check the news or anything afterwards, but, that club's really just going strength to strength at the moment, and certainly not disappointing many people at all.
And finally, Dan, just to check, if I marked the Adelaide Mayo as my religion on the census, did I do that right?
Yes, of course you did.
Yeah.
You are now an Adelaide Maltonian. basically, we're like that mob that comes and knocks on your doors and things like that and harasses you. But, you know, what we do instead is we come knock on the doors and then just run away because it's hilarious and I'm still 15 years old.
When's the service stand for Adelaide Mail? Like Tuesday nights, Saturday afternoons?
We haven't really got round to that part yet, but there's certainly some holy wine involved, which is good. But, you know, quite often we can't afford the wine, so it's just out of a box. But, you know, that's true South Australian, which is great.
BYO. Dan, you can catch up with the Adelaide Mail at adelaidemail.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is where you can find the boys as well. We'll do it again next week.
Cheers, mate.